In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, this Sunday is called Passion Sunday because during the next 2 weeks before Easter, the liturgy contemplates on the suffering and death of Jesus to atone for our sins. Why did Jesus have to suffer? The simple answer is that he offered himself to the Father to make satisfaction for the sins of mankind. Sin is an offense against an infinite God. Man, who is infinite, cannot satisfy or repair by himself. It is too much for us. Man is not able to make perfect reparation. So after the original sin of Adam and Eve in paradise, and the personal sins of individuals, there was a need for a redeemer, a mediator, who could adequately, perfectly atone for the sins of mankind. The ritual of the Old Testament involved the shedding of the blood of animals to atone for sins, but it was not adequate. It produced only an imperfect ritual cleanse. Jesus, through God and through man, is a perfect high priest who atones with his own blood for the sins of all mankind. Because he is God in the flesh, because he is a perfectly innocent human victim, his sacrifice merits grace for all. His grace is infinite and is applied to all. Dear friends, these 2 weeks before Easter are called Passion Time, which means time of suffering. The Church urges us to remember Jesus' suffering for us. It has to be the most important. That's why all the statues and Christmas scenes have been made. Because we have to focus on Jesus' suffering for us. Suffering by itself is an experience of evil. Suffering by itself is a miracle. It's a miracle to see how we all suffer mentally, emotionally, physically. It's something we try to avoid because it's a result of original sin. Originally, we were not supposed to suffer, and you see how we are suffering. The Friends Passion Time and Holy Week remind us that we were living by suffering. It's clear from the New Testament that Jesus came into this world of time and space to suffer and make satisfaction for our sins. Since Jesus is God, his suffering has infinite value, and his divinity is brought out in his gospel when he says, before Abraham was, I am. The Hebrew for I am is the name of God. Why did Jesus so submissive in his passion during the week? Dear friends, there is only one reason. Love. Love for Father and love for mankind, who he wants to reconcile with the Father. The prophet Isaiah says that he was wounded for the offenses, and by his wounds we were healed. Only infinite God can explain the sufferings and humiliation accepted by the Son of God. Why this divinity hates itself and proceeds to abandon him? Jesus, who is both human and divine, suffers in his human nature. But from extreme humiliation springs his highest exaltation. Dear friends, doing so, Jesus has given meaning to human suffering. We will not suffer again for nothing. He has the hits, he has that suffering, meritorious, if accepted, from the love of God and first but for the salvation of the world. Jesus is the innocent victim, and he attains the high points of his mission into the world when he is in power for the which for which he knows. Dear friends, this should be an opportunity for all of us to meditate about suffering, to meditate about the cross, to meditate about the meaning of life, about the human weakness. It's important because our world requires the objective zero defect. The superman, the superwoman, as suggested to Eve and Adam by Satan. However, our fragility makes us strong. Dealing with it, we understand how much weight familiarity is, how much we need to have, and to be had, to love, and to be loved, and to take care of each other. Dear friends, as we look at Jesus on the cross, we come across the mystery of suffering and death, and the paradox that suffering with Jesus, for Jesus, leads to glory and happiness. Our task now is to follow him during the Holy Week. He says, if you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. These words are addressed to you and me. is the acts of the apostles. It is said that the apostles report that they could suffer something for these acts. The Son of God in their sufferings, because they saw meaning in it. They were sharing in the sufferings of Christ and have hope of eternal salvation. Dear friends, during this special time, let us imitate the apostles. Amen.